Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst for LifePoint. Sunday at the Westerville campus, we started a new series called Away from the Manger. And the big idea of this series is Christmas is just the beginning. And if you've been on social media in the last couple of weeks, no doubt you've seen a lot of Baby Yoda memes. And if you aren't in the know, then let me fill you in a little bit. But Disney has a new streaming service called Disney Plus, and with it has come a new Star Wars spinoff called The Mandalorian. And in the show, we're introduced early on to a baby version of Yoda, you know, the small green Master Jedi with bad English from the original films. And people have just been going crazy over Baby Yoda, and with good reason. The adorable factor's like at a level 10. So there's been all these internet memes about Baby Yoda, and but it's not just Baby Yoda, right? It's all babies. There are few greater things in life than a newborn baby. And when it comes to Christmas, our culture, I think, feels very similar about baby Jesus. Christmas is the one time of year that your favorite boy band will sing about Jesus. Your favorite country artist, who might normally be singing about all kinds of fleshly adventures, right? At Christmas is singing Joy to the World and Away in a Manger. And no one even thinks twice about that, right? But any other time of the year, Jesus is often not acknowledged by our culture. And while most of us, you know, as Americans are okay with Jesus in a manger, Jesus in our day-to-day lives is a different story. And I think if we aren't careful, we too can have a perspective of Jesus that keeps him in the manger, meek, lowly, mild, humble. And he is all those things. But he also grew up to be a man who made claims about himself that are easy to gloss over, I think, especially at Christmas time. The best example of this is the religious leaders of Jesus' day. They knew the Bible better than anyone. In fact, they had most, if not all, of the Old Testament committed to memory. And yet, they didn't recognize God when he stood right in front of them. Think about that for a minute. They were more familiar with the things of God, more familiar with the Word of God than anyone else, and yet they didn't know the God of the Word when he was living among them. In fact, they even would go on to kill Jesus in an act of service to God, like they saw it as part of their religious duty. I think this begs some questions. You know, how has our familiarity with Jesus maybe led us to missing who he really is? Have we made some assumptions about him as a baby in the manger that leads us to misunderstand him as a man? To put it another way, how has our emphasis on Jesus as Savior maybe minimized his claim as Lord? It's been said that God made man in his image, and since then, man has been returning the favor. And in Luke 4, the people we see are marveling at Jesus one minute and trying to throw him off a cliff the next minute. And they love what he's saying, but can't believe that it's coming from him. They respond to his powerful teaching with the question, wait, isn't this Joseph's son? Is he not the carpenter? Didn't this guy make our dinner table? Okay, that last question isn't in there, but I think it captures the idea. They thought they knew who he was. They thought they had him pegged. And in this way, they thought they were insiders, but Jesus reveals that they're actually outsiders. And those that feel like outsiders, Jesus is continually revealing that he's come to make them insiders. So a couple of questions for us to consider then. Where have we made assumptions about Jesus that just aren't true? What would it look like for us this Christmas to rethink who he really is? Do you feel like an outsider to the kingdom of God? Jesus came to bring you in. Are you certain that you're an insider? Well, we would do well to examine where we are, Jesus. And Christmas, I think, is the best time of year to do that. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for sending Jesus to rescue us. Thank you for becoming like us so that you could save us. Lord, help us to see Jesus for who he really is this Christmas and not simply as we might imagine him to be. And we do pray this in his name. Amen. Now, would you take a minute and ask God to give you a fresh perspective and experience of Jesus this holiday season? Well, thanks again for listening to the DriveCast. Come back tomorrow for more. God bless.